That was the sound of thunder and rain over Fort Nisqually near Tacoma. Listener Kate sent that in to us. Western Washington residents, we've heard a bit more thunder than usual lately. State climatologist Nick Bond is here to tell us more. Hi, Nick.
Hey there.
So thunderstorms historically are pretty uncommon in Western Washington, is that right?
Yeah, especially in the summer months. There's in the distant past, it was something like one or two days a summer had thunderstorms, typically. And in the recent years, we've seen maybe twice that many days with thunderstorms. And whether that's any indication of real change or just a fluke, we don't really know. But it is kind of interesting. Of course, this week we've had our claps of thunder.
And why are we seeing more thunderstorms than usual? I mean, this week in general, why are we seeing more?
Yeah, well, this week at least, it turns out when the middle and upper atmosphere flow is from the south, we get some of the dregs of the moisture that comes into the desert southwest and the southern Rockies. And so our source of moisture for these thunderstorms is actually Nevada and places like that. Not you'd normally think of a wet spot. And all that moisture is coming in aloft. And because of that, a lot of times our summer thunderstorms are pretty wimpy in terms of the rain they produce. Like on Wednesday, some spots got a fair amount, but most very little. And like last night, early this morning, very little rain out of those. Now, we do have a batch coming in this afternoon that'll probably give more widespread rain.
Is the batch that's supposed to come in this afternoon, is that also coming from Nevada?
Well, it's from the south. The trajectories of the air mass, it gets kind of complicated. But right now, it's kind of moving up from the south, and the whole mass is kind of slowly sliding east. And so it looks like it's going to be a pretty damp afternoon. Let's face it, we haven't had too many of those this summer.
That's true. Do you think we're going to have more thunderstorms this weekend? Should we expect that sound all weekend?
Yeah, that's a good question. No, I think they'll definitely be tapering off this evening. And the weekend actually looks pretty good. There may be a few lingering showers Monday, especially Saturday, in the north end. But partly sunny afternoon and Sunday a little warmer yet. So,
well, we may just have thunderstorms later today, as you've said, but we've seen these claps of thunder elsewhere. We've seen this happen this week, elsewhere this summer. We also have a lot of wildfires burning in the state right now. What do these thunderstorms mean for wildfires?
Yeah, and that's, obviously a lot of fires around here are set by thunderstorms. In other parts of the country, it's usually human-caused ignition. But here, even though we don't get many thunderstorms, they are a cause of ignition. And what's tricky is trying to forecast the ones that are kind of a lot of lightning but not much rain versus the wetter ones that cause flash floods. And unfortunately, the fuels are really dry. And so if there are a lot of thunderstorms in the mountains, that's a problem for the wildfire point of view.
Well, I also know that looking into the fall and winter, you've been looking into whether we're going to have a dry fall in winter or more usually wet fall and winter. What do you see happening there?
Yeah, the crystal ball, it's the further out you look, it's a little fuzzier and all that. But yeah, it is indicating on the warm and probably dry side. The indication for warmer than normal temperatures is a little stronger than it is for the drier than normal. And this is largely based on the very strong El Nino that we have now in the tropical Pacific. And while it stacks the deck, you can't absolutely count on this, but still, every indication is that way.
Well, people who are experiencing 65-degree weather today might find it a little bit hard to believe that we're going to have a warm fall and winter. Today might end a record-breaking streak of temperature for us today. What's going on there?
Yeah, that's right. Starting on June 13th, every day has had temperatures reaching 70 at the airport or above, and that's the longest streak in history. If we do manage to get to 70 today, and probably not, we'll might not see temperatures that only get to the 60s again for until September. So we set the streak, we'll see how it turns out today.
Nick, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you.
Nick Bond is Washington State climatologist. He joins us every Friday on The Record.